Where are you fuckers? I know you're here, assholes.
Hey, it's all right.
Stay right where you are. One more move and I'll shoot.
Whoa now. Take it easy there. I don't mean you any harm.
I said don't move.
All right. I'll stay right here. I take it that you're looking for something.
I'm looking for my bag, and those dickheads are looking for a bullet between the eyes.
I know, I know. My boys weren't very kind to you, and for that, I can only apologize.
Weren't very kind? They stole my shit and attacked me, you moron.
I'm well aware of what they did, and I'll be happy to get you your stuff back just as soon as you lower your gun.
No chance.
Well, then say goodbye to your shit. Your guns, your ammo, your food, all of it.
Wait. You promise not to pull a weapon on me?
I promise.
Turn around. I want to make sure you don't have any on you. Okay, then. How do I know you have no part in it?
I'm not much into robbing strangers. Despite the way things are, I like to believe there's at least a modicum of decency in this world.
Right. Any decent people left in this world still spend their time shooting the infected. And as deranged as the infected may be, that's still taking lives in my book. So, even the decent ones are murderers. I'm a woman traveling alone. I would have robbed me.
Well, I'm old-fashioned like that. Still, I don't suppose there's much you know of the world back then. The outbreak was, what, 21 years ago? You don't look much older than that.
I'm not.
How old are you, anyway?
Excuse me?
No offense intended, of course.
Not that it's really your business, but I was born shortly after the outbreak. I've only heard rumors of decent shit. Actual good human beings. Seems like utopia nowadays. Hey, enough of this chit-chat. When am I getting my shit back?
Follow me. I'll take you to it.
None of your boys will be waiting for me, I take it?
I promise. We'll not encounter another soul. Okay. Here we are.
Wait. Where are we? Where's my stuff?
Right here. There, there. Shh.
What the fuck?
Good. You're awake. I was growing a little impatient.
What did you do?
Just some good old-fashioned anesthetic. Oh, and I've taken the liberty of tying you to the bed. Wouldn't want you running away now, would we? Not when I've been presented with an opportunity such as this.
What? I'm... Oh, fuck.
I mean, really. I encounter a beautiful girl like yourself, and you expect me to simply return your bag and just let you leave?
What do you want with me? Why the fuck am I tied down?
For your punishment, of course.
What are you talking about? Why? I haven't done anything to you.
Oh, I don't know about that. You shot two of my boys. They didn't make it. Jason received a broken nose, and Daniel has a limp. I would say you did a fair amount.
They jumped me! I was traveling through the city and they attacked me and tried to mug me, among other things. I defended myself and they got away with my belongings. I was acting in self-defense, you asshole. Now let me go.
I don't really want to do that, sweetheart. You see, as you know, we no longer have a justice system in this country. Sure, we have martial law, but the military is exclusive to quarantine zones. So the gist of it is that around these parts, I am the law. And if you think that I'm going to let you get away with the trouble you've caused, you're sorely mistaken, gorgeous.
But you promised. You said that you...
I promised that I would not pull a weapon on you, which I technically didn't. And I promised we wouldn't encounter anyone else, which is entirely true. I will have you all to myself, if you behave.
Well, you're not getting me. You're lucky I don't have my knife on me, or it'd be through your skull right now.
Struggle all you want. You're not getting free. And you're certainly not leaving this room. The door's locked and I've hidden the key. If you want me to tell you where, you're going to have to be a little bit more cooperative.
Fuck you. please let me go. I'm sorry for hurting your guys. I wouldn't have if they hadn't surprised me, honestly.
I believe you, but unfortunately, rules are rules. You fuck with my people, I fuck you.
Fuck you! Fuck your guys! You're going to pay for doing this to me, you sack of shit.
Now, now listen here, you little bitch. You hurt my boys, my people. Whatever they did, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's time for you to pay. First, these have got to go.
No, 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 don't do that. No, get off of me. Stop it, fucking asshole. Don't touch me.
But you're such a breathtaking creature. It's cruel of you to deny me a look at this body. God, these legs, these shoulders, these breasts. I've got to say, I have never seen someone as pretty as you. Not for a long while, anyway. I'm terribly sorry. With everything that's happened, I forgot to ask you your name.
Really? Now you ask my name? I'm naked and tied to a bed, and this is when you plan on asking me that?
I'm asking now because you don't have much of a choice in the matter. Now, what's your name?
Fuck off.
What's your fucking name?
I'm not telling you, you bastard.
Tell me, and I won't kill you right this minute.
Adele. My name's Adele.
That's better. What a lovely name for a pretty little whore like you.
Don't call me that.
Why not? A ravishing thing like you has surely had hundreds of men use her like a bitch in heat.
Yeah, most men don't manage to get close enough.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge. We're gonna have so much fun.
No, no, what are you doing? Stay away from me.
God, you feel incredible under me. It's been far too long since I've had company like you.
Get off me, you creep! I don't want this! Find another way to punish me, but don't do this.
Too late, sweetheart. I have got to feel these. So firm. So good.
No. No, what are you doing?
And if I feel further down here, I'm sure I'll find something much more sensitive.
Wait, no.
Yes. Oh, it's so cute that you're still trying, Adele. Still believing I'll listen to you.
Fuck.
Such a fire in you. Does that feel good?
No, please.
You're a fucking liar, and you know it. Where's that spirit going? No. I've met people like you. Children of the fucking apocalypse. Ugh, like some shitty hipster band name. They have this thing in them, this will to fight, to survive. It's like it's written into their DNA. It's a fire that drives some of them to be better fighters than me, even though I've been fighting longer than most of them have been alive. But I have ways of quelling that fire. Certain techniques I've picked up over the years to sway angry folk who feel they want to harm me or my people. Some involve physical violence. Some involve debate and discussion. Other techniques are a little more, well, fun. Oh, the sounds you're making are simply glorious. Fuck, I have got to feel you. To truly feel you.
No, 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 please, 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 okay. You think this is going to solve everything, don't you? That you'll fuck me and then maybe kill me and everything will be fixed? That's not going to happen. You're just angry. You might not necessarily be angry at me, but at this fucked up world. God knows I am. You don't have to do this. I know I messed up those guys pretty bad, even though they tried to do things to me. I'm telling you, it won't solve anything. Please, please just let me go or find some other way to punish me, just not this.
Oh, you're really cute when you're scared, you know that? It only turns me on more, sweetheart. Keep trying, though. Keep trying to persuade me that I'm not that kind of guy. I'm enjoying it. Morals don't exist in this world. One day, you'll have to get used to that.
So that's it then? I can't stop you. You'll use me like a fucking tissue, get your tiny dick wet, and then what? A fairy will appear and cast a magic spell that gives you an ounce of charm and fucking common decency, and maybe, oh, I don't know, less rapey tendencies. It won't. Your life will still be shit. Those guys will still be dead. You'll still be an asshole. And Jason will still have a broken fucking nose.
I don't give a fuck about your opinion or your pearls of fucking wisdom. I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to use that perfect cunt of yours and you're going to take it. That's all I care about. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, and stay down, motherfucker. Okay. I just have to. Just come on. Yes. So long, pervert.
Oh, where do you think you're going, princess?
The fuck away from you. Now let me go.
Oh, I don't think so. Ow, you little shit.
No, stay back.
Don't you remember? The door is locked. Even if you somehow manage to overpower me, how will you escape? We're 10 stories up and there aren't any ledges. If you try the window, you will die. You're screwed. Come here, little girl. You fucking bit me? Like a fucking infected? Oh, you're adorable. No, I'm going to shove your face into the dirt like the filthy little bitch that you are. Or at least that I'm going to make you into. Now, let's see here.
No, don't.
You know what? I might have listened to you if you hadn't fucking headbutted me. This is happening, sweetheart. No more games. This cunt is getting raped. Oh my God. You have no idea how long it's been since I've even seen a cunt. For a while, I got so desperate I considered trying to trap an infected. Even Daniel started to look attractive. But now I have you, a lovely girl of the apocalypse. Full of youth and energy. God, you're good. Oh, you're like a miracle. I'm never letting you go. You think I'm gonna kill you? No. You're too perfect. You're mine now.
I'm not yours, you bastard. You can fuck me all you want, but I'll never be yours.
Still protesting, even as I take your innocence. You should be touched. I don't usually pay this much attention to brats like you.
You're the one that's touched in the fucking head.
Listen here. I appreciate a little girl's jokes and witty comebacks as much as the next guy. I love it when they fight back. I think it's cute, hilarious even. But sometimes little girls say and do too much. If you utter another word against me, or if you try to fight me, I'll hand you over to my boys. All 13 of them. Would you like that? There were 15 before you came along. How happy do you think they'll be to see you? How many times will they rape you? Use your holes again and again and again. Use their mouths, fingers, cocks, their bottles and guns, whatever they can find. How much pain do you think they'll inflict on your perfect little body? They have access to incendiaries, Molotov cocktails, fire. And the boys have been working on this little project to help prevent intruders from trespassing. a trap, an Iron Maiden of sorts, designed to keep the perpetrator alive, of course, until they can be retrieved and reprimanded. I'm sure they would have so much fun stuffing you into it, piercing your skin and watching you bleed, and then fucking you to within an inch of your life. You have no idea how good you have it right now with me. Just me. I could have treated you so much worse. And I will, if you don't stop insulting me. Think on that the next time you open your big mouth.
Don't
what?
Don't what?
Don't send me to them. Please. Don't let them hurt me. Stop. Please.
Oh, fuck. The more you beg, the harder you make me. You realize that, don't you? Oh, there's nothing you can do now that'll make me stop. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so incredibly close to defiling your perfect body.
No, please don't.
Oh, holy shit. Don't move. Don't you dare fucking move. Oh, just keep your face down and let me come in you.
No, please don't.
Oh, fuck. Fucking. Oh, fuck. Yes, slut. Oh, take it all in, your dirty little cunt. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I think I needed that. Now, what am I going to do with you?
Let me go.
No, I don't think so. You're just so much fun. This is the best afternoon I've had in weeks. No. I think I'll just put you back onto here. And I'll see if I can't make these restraints a little tighter this time, shall I?
Don't. I promise I won't trouble you or your guys again. I just want my stuff back and I want to leave. Please, please, tell me, what do you want me to do?
You offer a bargain. Intriguing. Well, first things first. No more insults or any of this self-defense crap. Second, do not ask for your things back again. They might be returned to you, if you're good. And third, break either of those rules even once, and I will untie you in the dead of night, unlock that door, march you to my boy's lodgings, and throw you in there, naked and alone. And then when they're done with you, dead or alive, they'll throw you to the infected. If you're a good girl, you may get what you wish. Do you understand? Call me sir.
Yes, sir.
Good. I'll leave you to rest. Have pleasant dreams. I'll see you later. Welcome home, Adele.